It's Playhounds of the Morning, Y94, 8:22 in the morning. Sizzler on the way. Actually, going to chat with one of our Cares for Kids kids before the end of the show as well. But we do want to do a Playhounds family poll for Heather here. So lay out for us the situation you're wondering if this is, you know, a good idea or not a good idea from your guy.
For my 27th birthday, my boyfriend, he bought me lingerie. I get that it's part of a gift, you know, like if you got me lingerie and something else, but as a whole gift, I don't really seem to understand how that's a thing. And he seems to think it's completely okay. But it's my birthday, and he basically got me something that's completely just for him. And, like, he didn't take me out to dinner, or he didn't make it romantic at all.
So it's not even that you don't like the lingerie, you just think it's kind of weird that that's all he got you? Is that kind of...
Well, yeah, like, I'm fine with lingerie. Like, I mean, it makes me feel cute and stuff like that, but, you know, get something for me that's actually for me. Like, I suggested maybe, like, a Coach purse or some shoes. I had a bunch of different ideas, but he just went over to Victoria's Secret and picked out this, like, corset teddy thing. So I guess I'm just wondering, am I being stubborn on this, or should I just be happy with what he got me?
All right, well, just a quick Playhounds family poll, I guess. You can text 35270, call 237. It's, do you think lingerie from him to her made for a good birthday present, Jamie?
No, I don't think so. Lingerie is a great gift idea, but I find that lingerie is something that you could give for Valentine's Day. Maybe an anniversary gift along with something else. But I feel like it's more of a gift for the woman to give to the man in the relationship. So for his birthday, it would have been an appropriate gift. For her, not so much.
Yeah, I agree with Jamie. That's not a good birthday gift because it's like he got a gift for himself. He's the one who's going to be seeing it. Yes, it makes her feel good when wearing it. But give that then, and then you got to give her something else. And take her out for dinner. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, it's interesting, too. What's he going to do for Valentine's Day?
Maybe he's going to get her another piece of lingerie.
Yeah, there you go. Unless she's mentioned needing more of that stuff, like if it was just completely of his own accord, he came up with that idea on his own, that is kind of a weird singular gift.
It's like somebody did have really good advice. They said, shop for lingerie together and do something romantic for her birthday.
Yeah, so really, we're not getting anybody. I mean, it's actually getting flooded with it from the looks of it here. And nobody seems to be saying that was a good standalone gift.
What if he, like, got her lingerie and he was like, we're going to take a trip to some Airbnb in the mountains.
That would have been a great gift idea. Unfortunately, that's not what he did.
Yeah.
Boy, where'd you come up with Airbnb in the mountains, Drew?
I don't know.
You see a horror movie recently?
Doesn't that sound romantic?
No, it sounds like you guys are going to get murdered.
They're going to spend some time out in the snow in a hot tub.
Yeah, get eaten by a bear. Nothing more romantic than that. Well, that's going to be a pretty in and out quick poll here for you, Heather. I think everybody's agreeing with you pretty quickly. I don't see nobody saying that was a good standalone gift that I've noticed.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm sure he probably thought to himself, this would look so good on her. It's pricey. I'm just going to give her this. That's probably what's went through his head. I mean, it's very innocent in it, but you got to explain to him, like, that cannot be it.
Yeah. So doesn't that how you have to go, like, cop up some money and buy something else, you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be a smooth move. Mm-hmm. Just kind of ensure, like, okay, I'm not going to be the scourge of the universe forever.
Yeah, or else you're never going to see that lingerie on her.
Or do a really, really good job on V-Day here in a couple weeks, my friend.
Yep.
Make sure you don't buy more lingerie. That might be a problem. 8:26 in the morning. Ed Afterglow, Y94. Stop the clocks. It's amazing.